You guys, listen, I was just listening to the debate. I'll tell you, I thought it was a real good debate. I thought it's not over yet. I mean, what's going on? They didn't start till like 8:15, but I thought it was very informative. Then I'll tell you, the media, moderators were a little tough from everybody. I'll tell you that. They really went down on the moderators pretty good. But, I got a kick out of it. I got a kick out of all of them. They were all very good. I tell you, everybody ran really well. Kasich always has a funny look on his face when he's when he's asked a question. If you see him next time, you'll see he has a funny look on his face every time. He's making little funny jerky movements. Who's on the line with me? Anybody on the line?
It's Gary.
Hey Gary, what's happening? We got Gary Gatehouse from the Gary Gatehouse Show. Did you watch most of that, Gary, or what? Did you catch it?
Yeah, I got most of it in between innings. Sure did.
What's happened? Well, listen, I don't want to get off the subject too much, but what happened with the game so far?
Well, the Mets were ahead 1-0, and the Royals come storming back. Now the Royals are ahead 4-1.
Really? Huh? Yeah, looking like the Royals are going to win this heat.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway,
there's a lot to go.
Who do you think? Who do you think came on top in this, in your opinion? Who do you think came out on top?
Well, I think they all did well tonight, and I think
I noticed that, too. They all did well. Yeah.
They were in
a
hostile environment. They knew that from the get-go, that they were sitting there CNBC, and those guys are a bunch of wise-asses, to put it bluntly, Texas language included. But
they were.
I think they all handled themselves real well, every one of them.
I'll tell you what, I thought it was one of the best debates I don't call that a debate. It's more like a forum or almost like a spelling bee. But I thought it was one of the best I've seen so far. Not because of CNBC, but because of the worth of the people. I mean, Rubio was terrific. Cruz was great. Trump started off by coming down on the moderator right away. Now, that's a nasty question, John. He went something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that part where he said that?
Yeah, sure did.
Cruz,
and I think
that
kind of set the tone, yeah.
Yeah, and then Cruz really came out on the on them big time. And then Rubio said about the liberal media, and I'm sure he was referring to them, and it was pretty contentious at some certain spots.
Yeah, he kind of went after Hillary there, and he called her a liar, which I appreciate him doing, because everybody needs to start doing that.
Absolutely. Well, he said that the media, the liberal media, didn't even mention it that they caught her in a lie like that.
Exactly.
Which is good. I'm glad he did that too. But this. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say when he identified the mainstream media as being a super PAC for the Democrat left, that was a great line.
That was really it. That was, and well, there was a lot of stuff that happened there. But did you notice? That Kasich, he always gets this funny look on his face, and when he's asked the first question, I mean, they asked about their weaknesses. He went into the thing, well, I did this in Ohio, and I did that, and I did this, and I did. I mean, we were laughing. Me and my girlfriend, Antoinette, we were watching, and she's, I don't know if I told you, but she's the chairperson for Cruz in our town here in Weehawken, New Jersey, through my friend who's the chairperson in New Jersey, Steve Lonigan. He used to be the mayor and ran for the Senate against Cory Booker. But he's the main man for Ted Cruz in New Jersey, and he asked us to be the chairperson in our town. So Tony Antoinette took it. But I thought Cruz is really, he's over the top. He's sensational. He really is.
Very intelligent man. Very intelligent.
Very hard to beat him when he's talking.
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, you have Jeb Bush. To me, he's just a big doofus. He doesn't. He just doesn't even resonate with me at all.
He was like lackluster again tonight. You know, I mean, he got one laugh at the end when he said, I forget what he said, something about something, and he got a big laugh at one time. I think it was about fantasy football. You know, and then Christie went off on fantasy football. He goes, we got Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the budget and everything, and you guys are talking about fantasy football, and everybody went nuts in the audience. Did you see that?
Well, I tell you, Mr. Governor Christie, I know you guys up in NJ, that's your governor and all that, but to me, he is one of the very few up there that tells it like it is. And I you know my show, that's the way I am. And I appreciate the hell out of that. When he calls a spade, I that's one of his strong points. He doesn't pull any punches.
Well, I think that's the name of his campaign, you know, tell it like it is or something like that. And he's good at that. He was good at that. He was good tonight. I tell you what, they were all good. Carly Farina is always very good on the stump. You know, she's always... You know, saying the right things and making sense, but doesn't she look funny? She looks like she's a little sick to me. She looks very drawn.
Yeah, she does. I noticed. My wife noticed that her face looks drawn. Like the campaign trail's really getting to her. Yeah.
Yeah. She looked really drawn. You know,
but she conducts business just as good as the guys do up there.
Oh, she does. She's like a guy. Yeah, she is. She's a very masculine, masculine, feminine lady. Yeah.
But I think that old Kasich is one of these guys. He's like an old man who still thinks he can do all the things he could do in his youth when he gets there for arguing about what he did and couldn't do. And he's just a washed up politician. That's all he is.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But a lot of people like him. I met a guy in the parking lot the other day, an older fella. I met him in the parking lot. We started talking. I said, who do you like? And he goes, I like Kasich. You know? I said, really? Yeah. I don't dislike Kasich, but I just think he just rambles on a lot. And I did this and I did that, and I know how to do the budget, and I know how to do this, I know how to do that, you know, but he's delivering that kind of stuff. It's almost like Trump when he's talking, and he's talking all these things that he can do. But he, he sounds like doesn't sound like an... We know he accomplished that kind of stuff, but he doesn't sound... I don't know. He sounds a little unreal to me. I don't know why, you know? And Trump
he
really
sounds
came
more
down
like
on
a
him.
Guy that... He sounds more like a guy that is an owner and runs a mom-and-pop store versus a guy that is owner and runs a big, big chain of stores or a big company. He just doesn't, his rhetoric and how he carries himself, his body language and everything, it just doesn't ring up in a positive to me.
Right. I'm waiting for our other people to call in. The Colonel is supposed to call in, and Antoinette's supposed to be on with us. And also, Billy Van Horn is supposed to call in. I wanted to see what he thought, and they wanted to get some opinion.
Before I forget, don't miss my Friday show.
Okay,
It'll be on at 5 p.m. on FreedomInAmericaRadio.com, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, that's a good time. All right.
Yeah, you might have to come and bail me out of jail, maybe.
No kidding. Well, you get pretty down on everybody, I'll tell you that, calling everybody commies and stuff like that. I mean, you don't miss
that's what
the
they are.
Stuff like that. Yeah, I know. Well, that's true. They've been infiltrating the Democrat Party for years and years. But, you know, the Democrats, most of the people who are liberals don't even know it. They go, what do you mean? There are no commies around here. No, they don't. They're not socialists. No, they don't even know what they are.
They don't
even realize what they are.
They don't. If you look at the Democrat Party, it's changed its brand numerous times. They've called themselves progressives, liberals. Now Bernie Sanders, socialist. There's a Democrat Socialist Party, which Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and all of them were members of back in the 70s and the 60s and the 80s.
Right.
So the communist have been a part of the Democrat Party since the early 1900s.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
just out of the closet now.
Sure.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
But I got a kick out of Bernie Sanders. Did you see the video on Bernie Sanders where he keeps on sticking his tongue out? He's sticking
yeah.
his tongue. Keeps on licking his lips or something. It's funny.
He's a character.
He sure is.
But I tell you, well, Carson didn't get much airtime tonight.
No, he was a little like toilet paper tonight. He, you know, he wasn't bad when he spoke, but he was like stumbling a little bit, and I wasn't happy with him tonight. Usually I think he's pretty sharp, even though, you know, he even said right away, he said, somebody, people are giving me the confidence that to take an office that I really don't believe that I'm qualified for. He said something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that, but he said something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
But he
yeah.
looks a little bit washed out, just like Carly does.
Yeah,
maybe the
yeah.
campaign trail's getting to him, you know?
Yeah, well, he's on the book tour, too, at the same time.
Uh-huh.
You know? He's on the
but,
book
the people who the moderators that were asking the questions, I don't know, they were all coming from left field. Every question was, they were very pointed questions, trying to turn in a very subtle way, trying to turn each other, these candidates against each other. And I don't think it worked out as good as they thought it would. These guys
from what I heard, each question was asked. That was they were loaded questions.
Yeah.
And they didn't give a lot of people like Cruz didn't hardly get to talk. I unfortunately again was unable to watch it. But Josh Bernstein did it. It wasn't available for free on CNB whatever. But Josh Bernstein did on his. On his Facebook page, a step-by-step commentary. So,
well, that's good. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that was very, very helpful. But anyway, who else is on?
Well, it says on the Drudge poll here, by the way, that we're going to get an echo if you. I'm telling Antoinette is on the line. Billy Van Horn just joined us, by the way, everybody. That's Billy's great voice. Antoinette is the. I told Gary that Antoinette is the. Chairperson in our town for Ted Cruz. So, I mean, we both like Cruz a lot. I think everybody likes
oh,
Cruz.
Yeah.
If you're conservative, you have to like
sure.
Cruz. But
yeah,
on the
like
Drudge
Cruz.
Poll here, on the Drudge poll, it says Trump, Cruz, and Rubio take early lead. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying here, you know? And all
I think
war,
you're, I think you're going to see
against,
Chris. Sorry,
what?
Sorry, Trey.
That's all right.
I think you might see Christie move up a little bit, and you're going to see Rubio move up some, but I think Ted Cruz is really going to take a leap. I think he's really going to rush forward on after tonight, because
yeah,
I think he hit the ball out of the park a few times.
He was good. The other guy, I really like Huckabee. I mean, I know he doesn't have a shot to win, but he's.
Yeah,
I like Huckabee.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he just makes so
he
much
really
sense
is.
All the time. You know,
yeah.
he just makes so much sense. I think Jeb Bush came out very, very washed out. I don't
mm-hmm.
think he did very well tonight. What did he say about Jeb Bush, the guy you were talking about who was writing on the Facebook page? He say anything about him, Billy?
Yeah, he said that Bush... how did he say it? Trashed his protege. I don't know what that. I don't know who that was, but
that was Mark Rubio.
Mark Rubio.
Oh,
yeah.
Rubio.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Antoinette.
And then.
Hi. How are you?
I'm just great. sorry for cutting in there.
That's all right. That's okay. So good.
And then just about in the middle of the debate. Cruz said, Josh said, well, so far, Cruz is definitely the winner. But then he had a lot of comments. So it was really, it wasn't like watching it. I would have much rather watched it or listened to it. But
gotten more out of it than we got out of it. I was a little, over magnifying it and myself because we were doing the show. But Antoinette was watching it. What'd you think?
I thought they gave us too much Kasich.
Yeah.
He came off like a crazy old man. And they asked him,
what
is your weakness? And he went rambling on like, he had Alzheimer's or something. He just kept going on and on. He never answered the question.
Thank you, Antoinette. I said the same thing, really.
Somebody needs to shut him up, somebody said.
Well, they're, as they say down here in Texas, they're still bumping their gums.
Yeah, well, he's like one of the lowest ones, and they gave him so much time. I would rather listen to Huckabee. Huckabee's good.
Yeah, he is. He's a good, how would I say it, a good down-to-earth type person who it talks to the masses instead of up at the top level. He's for everybody can understand what he says.
Yeah,
I just thought about that, Gary. You're in Central Time, so it's still going on there, huh?
Yeah, it's still
right?
going on. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny
that
Trump's
bumping his gums now. He's going at it. Yeah.
Well, Trump right away went after Kasich, and he said that you're at the end. He says you're at the end. It's almost like you're not nothing in this thing. You're at the end of the line, man. He said something like that.
Yeah,
but
he said if it wasn't for fracking, Ohio wouldn't be where it's at today.
Yeah, that's what he said.
One of the comments that Josh made was Trump's answer was spot on in regards to gun-free zones. So I don't know what
absolutely.
He said about
it.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, he said that there shouldn't be gun-free zones. I mean, there should be people in quotes, gun-free zones, and they should not make them gun-free zones because he says that everybody's a patsy. Anybody comes in there could shoot anybody they want, and nobody can retaliate. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right.
And he brought up the Marines.
I was 6 years old, my dad took me to a coffee shop. And he had a cup of coffee, and I had chocolate milk. And there was a sign up there. I was just in first grade, and the sign said, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I looked at my dad, and I said, that makes perfect sense. I was six, and I understood that. Why can't the liberal mind wrap their stinking brains around something so simple?
Well, first of all, Billy, you got to have a mind or a brain to even wrap around.
Oh, that's right.
Liberals don't have a mind. It's empty out there.
It is proven to be a mental disorder.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's what Michael Savage says. That's what Michael Savage says all the time. Yep. This would be our chairman throws the candidates to the wolves, it says here. The RNC chairman throws the candidates to the wolves, which means they got by CNBC, the moderators, CNBC.
they were terrible. Although Cruz, in the beginning, I thought Cruz was running for designated driver when he was talking about, well, I'll take you home,
He said that whole thing, yeah.
I thought he was, going to drive us home.
Well, I tell you, CNBC or CBS or CNBC, whatever, all of those guys are in the Democrat Party's back pocket. I call the mainstream media, or as MSM, as they say up on Twitter, I call them the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, and that's what they are. And Rubio said that
that's
tonight.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Rubio
said
that
right.
tonight.
That's right. Yep.
No doubt about it. But what about Trump when he was talking about the casino thing? They keep on bringing up the casino thing with him, and he says, I only did with what I'm legally, what I legally can do. We declare bankruptcy. I mean, it's an American thing that we can do that in finances. And he's right.
Yeah. They're trying to make it like he broke the law. And it is a law made specifically, file bankruptcy if you're not making, it's a law.
Right.
He's not a criminal for doing that.
Nope, and I would venture to say there are a lot of Democrat business owners out there that have done the same thing.
Oh, absolutely,
oh, yeah.
But they're not running to the top spot in the government, and they're trying to take him down. And it's so weird, you guys, and you, I know you'll understand this, Gary and Billy. I don't know where the colonel is. The colonel is supposed to be on with this too, but Antoinette knows. But in the meantime, they built up the last 3 or 4 days. They built up Carson. They even said on CNBC that Carson's in the lead now. He's not in the lead. He's only in the lead in Iowa. A couple of polls in Iowa. He's got a big lead or something.
But did you hear Trump go to the Iowa people and say, listen, why don't you like me?
Yeah,
I heard that. That was cool.
Don't let me down.
He was begging them. Yeah, I know. That's a little
I was
weird.
Listening to Rush Limbaugh today, and he did a montage on all the mainstream media and what you said, Trey, about Trump being, Carson being in the lead and Trump fading.
He's not doing good. He's down now. He's being knocked down. Blah, blah, blah. Carson's beating him. Blah, 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 blah. And Iowa, not only that, the one other poll that makes Carson go to the top, and they're trying to make Carson go to the top because he doesn't have a shot to win. He doesn't have a shot to get nominated. He really doesn't. And even if he got nominated, he would never beat Hillary. The only guy that could really beat Hillary on that stand, I think, is Trump. Because he's got the most name recognition. And that's the main thing, and it's a popularity contest.
Yeah, but when Trump talks, people listen, like with the birth certificate. People mumbled under their breath, he doesn't have a birth certificate. Trump says, where's the birth certificate? What happened? Everybody started talking, then there were birthers, and then all of a sudden, they produced a phony one.
Yeah, they found it. Yeah.
Nobody was talking about immigration. He says something about immigration. Boy, everybody's talking about it, immigration now.
Yeah.
So, that's what you need.
Yeah.
Trump says what we are all thinking and what
absolutely.
We all want to say, but we don't have, as just us guys and gals, we don't have the opportunity to, we do because we have a radio station and radio shows, but to talk to the world where Trump is doing our talking for us.
Hey, we're talking to the world. What do you mean?
Spot on. Well, that's true. That's true. 739,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does get results. You're right. And by the way, everybody, this is Trey Martin with Gary Gatehouse, Billy Van Horn, Antoinette on the Big Dog Music Radio special after the debate special with
and the Colonel. And the Colonel.
And the Colonel's there. There's
the Colonel's there.
I almost did that when I came on, Colonel. Just
thanks.
All right,
thanks. Hey, you've been AWOL there, Colonel.
I was trying to listen to their closing remarks, which I wasted my time, quite frankly.
Did you listen to the beginning remarks?
I missed the beginning remarks, I just
missed. Oh, okay, then. I was going to say, if you listened to the beginning, then you had it covered because they were the same as the closing.
Yeah, not much new here, I tell you.
No.
Not much new, quite frankly. Carly
I thought it was good, though, Colonel. I thought it was an interesting...
Carly had a dose of hormones. She had a dose of male testosterone, and so that was pretty good. Donald was much more subdued, and still, nobody does it better than me. It's always me. It's me, I tell you, but... Other than that, I don't know. It's same old nonsense. I got to tell you, I can't stand any of those commentators. They were
amateurish to me.
I don't know if it was just me, but did it seem like these questions were a lot more hard, not hardball, but just really, really loaded, more so than when they had the Democratic one.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Billy Van Horn said the same thing.
Yeah, I got to tell you, they just pissed me off so bad. I'm telling you, man, it's so obvious. It's unbelievable. So obvious.
Do you think those same questions would be asked the Democrat candidates?
Well, how about if Obama? I forget the commentator's name with that funny black hair. The guy on the left-hand side.
His name either. Yeah,
I know him, but I can't remember his name. How about if he asked Obama about his judgment with hanging out with Bill Ayers when he was asking Ben Carson about that Manotech or whatever that
supplement.
There you go.
Your vetting process. How would he have said, "Hey, your judgment with hanging out with Bill Ayers, Obama"?
Yeah,
nobody would ever touch that one.
No.
They would never.
No.
Man. Or Reverend Wright.
Like I said, the mainstream media is the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, so they would never put questions on the table like that for Obama or any of the leadership of the left.
It is amazing. I mean, they'll do stuff to Carson and talk about Carson. Unlike they won't even touch the surface of Obama. And in fact, Obama is so intimidating, he just makes him back off when they ask these tough questions. And it's just like that Scott Pelley interview when he was asking those tough questions, and Obama came back with, "Hey, Scott," and just intimidates these guys, so they back off. They don't ask anything anymore.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
But that guy, Scott Pelley, is supposed to be Obama's buddy, his bosom buddy or something.
There you go.
And I got a feeling they probably, before they start, they go and say, "Listen, Barack, I'm going to ask you a couple of real toughies, and you know, you can come back at me, and I'll back off."
I bet before they go into it, you're right. They probably say, what kind of questions you going to ask the president?
And they
probably fall right for it, you know.
Yeah.
Of course they did. Did you see Hillary's debate? She was rehearsed.
No doubt.
She completely answered the question like she had studied it the night before.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
Well, just like she was in the Benghazi hearings, with that smirk on her
face.
Well rehearsed, poised. She knew what was coming, and you know, she just handled it the way she was supposed to. So it's
Colonel, let me ask you an opinion on that Benghazi deal. Before the Benghazi hearing took place, this last one, when Boehner's lapdog, his name was Mike, I can't remember his last name. He dropped out of running for the speaker. Remember his last name?
McCarthy.
When he came out and when he made that statement that they were out there only to pull the rug, pull the rug out from underneath Hillary and try to destroy her. Her desire to become the nominee for
president. He really
didn't president.
Say that, Gary. He really didn't say that, Gary.
Huh? He didn't
anyway,
say that?
No, not specifically, not at all.
Hey,
no.
I know exactly, because I saw the comment. I know what Gary's talking about, yeah. What's your question, Gary?
The question is, do you think that that was done intentionally, that comment?
To kind of draw the ether out of the
hearings? In favor of Hillary?
Oh, you think McCarthy might have done that on purpose?
Yes.
Whoa.
Well, no, wait a second, guys.
I know he's
from
California, but I hadn't thought about that.
They say he's he leans a little left anyway, McCarthy. But
a little.
I saw that on Sean Hannity Live that night.
Well,
and
what
he said was he
said something about because her poll numbers went down. I forget how he phrased it, but he definitely didn't come right out and say it. But Gary, you bring up a good point. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think.
I don't
about
think
that
it was
one.
Planned. I really don't, Gary. I really
well,
don't
you,
think
every
I think
question,
he just made that off the
every
off
question
point.
That was every question that was presented to Hillary Clinton at that hearing, in my opinion, was scripted. She knew the answer. She rehearsed it. She knew which question was coming next.
She
I mean, I've been
the
in the intel business
before.
Enough to know that.
I bet you any money she had a copy of what was going to be asked.
Absolutely.
Of course she did.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Do you remember when they were bringing up the emails and she was standing there by the podium and she was very nervous? How she should have been at the Benghazi hearings. She was, there was not one little or anything during the Benghazi hearings.
You're
right.
I could believe that she got the questions before. I could believe that. I could definitely believe that.
Well, let's put it this way. If you go into a deposition and you know your ass is on the line, but you have been handed all the questions you're going to ahead of time, all the questions are going to be asked in that deposition a couple of days ahead of time, and you have enough time to get yourself all psyched out and do your research and answer the questions correctly, there wouldn't be any ams or ums. You would act just like Hillary did in the Benghazi deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, and did you hear what Rush said today? That the Republicans
no, I didn't hear
put
that.
Hillary in there.
Yeah, the Republicans want
her
elected.
The Republicans want Hillary as president.
I think they do.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
The rhinos do. The rhinos most certainly do.
Well, they're the leadership. Absolutely. They're the ones in charge of the Republic, of the grand old progressives, the GOP.
I got to tell you,
I just think that this administration has got such an airtight story, and they're all sticking together, that they think that Hillary is not going to be facing any charges, the emails aren't going to go, it's not going to amount to anything, they're not going to go after her like they went after Petraeus. So in that respect, I think she feels untouchable. Honestly,
why shouldn't
she feels untouchable.
She has committed numerous felonies throughout her career.
Things that would put
never
me
been
in,
held accountable for any of them.
Things that would put me in jail immediately. If I violated national security like that, I'd be locked up. If I ever did that nonsense with my own personal server at my home and a personal email, I forget it. I'd be in jail.
They would bring boxed lunches at Fort Leavenworth.
Well, I don't even know if I would get that, Gary. Quite frankly, I'd get the stale bread and stale water. But actually, they would have said you violated national security, whether we can recover your emails or not. Guilty as charged. You're going to serve time in Leavenworth.
Colonel, you had a top secret SBI TK clearance, right?
Yep, big time.
Same here. Same thing I had.
Yep.
And like I told you before, when I cleared out to come down here for my last assignment for my agency, I had to take a shopping cart to go into M5, and all the documents I signed for each compartmented clearance I had, and it was a shopping cart full. And when I left there, they said, when you walk out of here, you do not know anything about what you just signed off, or you're going to go to prison for a long time.
Oh, no, absolutely. You're absolutely right, Gary. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I got to tell
you. You weren't under the auspices of the Obama.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That only applies in certain instances.
I was under Clinton.
If you were hired by them, you'd be scot-free. He wants to turn prisoners out. He loves criminals. He hates cops.
That's right.
I mean, unbelievable what's going on with this guy.
One of the first things Obama did when he took office was lower the requirement standards, get a top secret clearance. He lowered the standards.
Yeah, and I got to tell and I have to say this, and I know I've said this before, and I don't mean to be repetitive or anything like that, but for Antoinette's benefit, if she hasn't heard this, people have to realize in this country that Obama would not be able to pass or could not pass the same security clearance that the same standards that we're held to when he was if he was investigated like we are to get the security clearance. There's no way he would be granted a clearance because of his known associations with people that advocate the overthrow of the U.S. government. That's the irony of all this.
Exactly.
I often said that he wouldn't pass a clearance to be a gardener at the White House, let alone
in the Oval Office.
Gary, you said that you had to go there with a shopping cart full of information, and Obama walked in with a coin envelope as far as his ID, which was a fake Social Security card. I mean, that's all he showed. And it was fake. It was something.
But see, but Obama wasn't
vetted. Harry Bunnell.
Harry Bunnell is the guy's name.
There you go.
Look what Sandy Berger did.
Right.
He got a
He took it with the
stuck in his
sock. I think he had something else stuffed in his sock, but I think he had some security documents there. So, listen, I got to tell you, having spent.
You know what he did? He called Tom Jones first. He said, listen, how do you do that with the sock when you're on stage? I know that it's late and I really miss. And he found out how he did it. So he got it, you know.
I got to tell you, man, I don't know what kind of life Petraeus is living right now, but if I were him, I would go public with all this nonsense.
Exactly, I would too.
I got nothing to lose, and he should just basically try to exonerate himself, because if they're going to let Hillary get away with this, there's no reason why he should suffer, because he didn't do anything closely, remotely related to what she did. And they were trying to hack her on top of it. He just, you know, I mean... I don't know.
Petraeus might get hit by a poisonous dart. You never know.
You talk to the average Joe on the street, they don't understand what we're talking about.
They don't.
They've
they
never
have no
been
clue.
Exposed to it.
And you know what, Gary? They don't even care. That's the problem.
No, they don't care.
They're of the Bernie Sanders mentality. Enough with the damn emails already. Enough. Stop with the emails. Who cares about your damn emails? That's what they don't give a crap. It's unbelievable.
Colonel,
never
you know
seen
this
like
last
it.
Thing that the media come out with about the Soviet Navy's been on the Atlantic's list around the cables.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yep, that's the
okay. And they fear that they might be tapping into the cables, eavesdropping.
Yep. It's
and
the same
in that
thing.
article, they mentioned another point in time, which took place in the late 70s, early 80s, under a project called Ivy Bells. Did you read that?
I didn't read that particular article, but it's the same. This is the same that we did to them under that the book, The Blind Man's Bluff.
It's Ivy Bells. It's a project. It's unclassified now, and I was a part of that.
Wow! No way! Wow!
Yes!
Wow!
I was.
Ivy
and the man that,
Ivy,
the man that, the
Gary,
man
wait
that
a
went
second.
To.
What is it? Ivy Bells.
Ivy Bells. I V Y B E L L S.
And
wow.
What was that? You know, okay. So it was a thing that you were involved in. But what was that supposed to? Did it mean? Did it relate to anything that you were doing? What does Ivy Bells relate to, or was it just a case name of just something that?
Code name.
Well, I'll just put
code
a case name
yeah.
attached to a project.
Right, right.
And you can go trade if you want to know what I was up to. Just go to Google and type in Ivy Bells and enjoy the reading.
Well, you remember we did the same thing to the Soviets when we found their cable and we were tapping their cable.
That's
and
Ivy
that's,
Bell.
That's, yeah. Now there you go. Yeah, I read that
well,
book.
Well, I knew a girl named Ivy Bell.
Ivy Bell. That was
yeah,
a song.
Ivy Bell. Nice girl.
Yeah, we are just with what's going on with the Chinese and what's going on with the Russians, man. We are in so much trouble. It's absolutely incredible. I feel sorry for anybody in the military right now because I have no clue.
I really do.
I have no clue what they're doing. Oh, and by the way. Even though that sergeant got killed in combat, it's really not combat. He wasn't really,
oh,
I don't
no.
know, he just, I don't know how he
that
really.
That was workplace violence.
No, it was Meals on Wheels.
Meals on
Wheels.
That's all
I have never heard so much absurdity in my life
oh,
that this media.
God,
that and
that
guy, Josh Ernest, oh, my God. He must be some trip when he's having sex with a woman. The stories he must tell them is unbelievable. I mean,
he's embarrassing.
It's like,
you're
beautiful, but you're not good looking. But you're just, you know, you're quite outstanding, but you're not really good looking. But I've never seen or heard of such absurdity in my life. And quite frankly, I'm tired of being insulted as someone who buys off on that nonsensical BS.
Oh, yeah, anybody who buys off on it, it is insulting. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for those guys.
And these media people just sit there like lemmings and accept it. You know, but if it were Nixon or somebody from a previous administration, you know, they would be hounding and hammering them. It's unbelievable. Never seen anything like it.
Not to change the subject, but what do y'all think of Trump's pick? For Attorney General.
Who'd he pick?
Oh, Trey Gowdy.
Trey Gowdy, yeah.
No.
Did he?
No.
Who was
it? He wanted to pick
Carl
Trey Gowdy, but Gowdy says he's going to retire after the Benghazi thing. Gowdy wants to retire after the Benghazi thing.
So who's he on?
No. He picked Alan B. West.
Oh, Alan West, Colonel West.
To be the Attorney General. And that came from AlanBWest.com. So it came from his website.
I think that's a great pick.
I would go for that. Yeah,
I love Alan,
that.
Alan West.
Oh. Yeah, Alan West is great.
He's terrific.
I would support that. Absolutely.
Well, you know, Ben Carson was making a hell of a Surgeon General.
You're right.
Yeah, well,
you're right.
No, really. I mean, to go out and talk to the masses.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
He would.
Yeah, but he
you're
only
right.
wants to be brain surgeon general, you know.
Well, he can do that.
I don't think he served
only
in the military.
He'd only have to work on
so
half the population.
He never served in the military, so I don't think he can be a general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. You're right.
He can only be the surgeon. He can only be the surgeon.
He was like a wet napkin tonight.
Price was only a corporal.
You know, we're on after the debate. This is the after debate show. This is Trade Martin, and I got Gary Gatehouse, Gary Gatehouse Show. And by the way, he said don't miss his Friday night show at 5 p.m. He said don't miss it. I may have to bail him out on Friday night because Saturday is Halloween, and we did a big show with
Freedom,
today.
FreedomInAmerica.com, Gary Gatehouse.
Gary Gatehouse.
I could hear the monster bash already.
Billy Van Horn, lovely Antoinette. My girlfriend is with us, who is the chairperson for Ted Cruz in Weehawken, New Jersey. And we love Ted Cruz, we do.
Oh, he told him like it was today.
He was good, wasn't he?
Oh, boy, he
did.
He was good. I like that.
About the questions and why aren't we talking about pertinent things or why are you saying this and this and this to this one? That was great.
Yeah, that was. I thought he was great. I think he's going to move up the most probably in this debate polls, I think Cruz is.
Oh, Rubio is going to move up.
And Rubio's going to
move up too.
Yeah. Rubio was strong.
Yeah, Rubio's
well, I think they're
going to
see Jeb Bush is going to go out.
He's just a wet noodle.
It'll be Trump, Carson, Rubio, Cruz, or Cruz, Rubio. It'll be they'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, and for Florina, maybe be 5 or 6. Jeb is going to be down. And poor Huckabee, I like Huckabee. But
he's going to have to be out. He's losing it, and you know who else is losing it? Kasich. He just looked horrible. He looked horrible today.
Yeah.
I think he's losing it. I think he's just going to bow out. And same thing with Huckabee. They don't have a chance. They just might as well bow out now.
Only if they have a chance to get alien abductions. If an alien abduction comes.
Hey, did you see where House of Representatives Castro from Texas said that he wants all references to illegal aliens removed from all federal documents.
Oh my God!
When he hears the word alien, he thinks about Martians, people from outer space.
Yeah,
he better go to Roswell, right?
These are the people.
He better go to Roswell.
Keep away from guns. These are the people.
He was born in Roswell.
Well, there you go.
Probably was.
He was born out in the field where they found the debris. Good Lord.
Dad and some goats.
Maybe those alien pictures was his baby
picture.
We're
going to discuss 3 hours of Project Blue Book.
There you go.
Alien abductions. Here we go. I love that. I love that stuff.
You do,
yeah,
so
does. Christy held on to his own tonight.
He did. That's what I was telling Trade. I think
Christy
did well.
Was good.
Christy was good.
Yeah.
Even if he was good.
He was okay. He was all right. There's just something about him I'm not crazy about for some reason.
Yeah, he's governor of New Jersey, and we live in Jersey. That's
well,
why we're
exactly,
not crazy about him.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He just needs to. What really bothers me about him is that band he's got, that belly band. It's not working. It is just not working.
It don't work like it.
Of course not. No.
That's it was the hug that turned me off.
Yeah,
when you hug Obama.
That killed his career.
I don't trust him because of that. I think he's a rhino, big time.
When you said belly band, I thought
that was a new
band out of New Jersey or something.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. The metal band.
But we live in Jersey, and he's been governor for how long? Just what has he done?
I know,
but
that's
lot.
Right.
Nothing.
Yep, yep.
He's done
that's what I keep asking people. What have you done for the state of
New Jersey? As a matter
of
fact, when they came, you know, to go over the George Washington Bridge now is $14. In December, it'll be $15. He could have stopped it.
How about that?
There's a bigger question out there to all the people that pay attention. You could ask that about a Congress. What have they done for America in the last 30 or 40 years, except put us $18 trillion in debt?
Yeah.
That's about all they've done.
You're right.
Yeah, but you can't blame them, Gary. They're not working with their own money, you know. If I was working with other people's money, I guess I'd be loose with it and not worry about spending it because I'm not going in my own pocket. You know, that's the whole thing.
I'm telling you, we need a clean house. Get them all out. Just start with somebody totally, totally new and fresh. I mean, it's just the worst it's ever been.
Yep.
Well, wouldn't that be Trump or Carson?
Well, no doubt. So I'm talking about all of Congress. We got to get rid of all these people.
Oh, yeah, well, they definitely.
Trump and Carson would be the ones to do it. Yeah. Trump and Carson would be the ones to do it.
I got to tell you, I'd be willing to give either one of those guys a shot. It's got to be, a thousand times better than what we have right now. I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
And put it this way, even if it weren't, I'd still be willing to take a chance. Who cares about these? Obama gave away the store to Russia and to China now, which is unbelievable. Absolutely.
So did Clinton. No, Bill Clinton did as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Especially Chinese.
That's why I'm hoping I'm really kind of rooting for a Trump Cruz ticket. Now, I could say
it
the other way around.
Because they're really friendly. They're very friendly, those two guys.
Well, we have it on good source that they're working together.
Trump
has never dissed Cruz. He's dissed everybody else, but not Cruz. And he donated to Cruz's campaign. What does that tell you?
Because they're working together.
The guy had on last night with me. Billy and all the guys in Intranet. Well, Intranet got the guest for me. His name was Rodney Conover, and he is the chairperson for Cruz in Los Angeles, or in all of California or something. So he's very up on Cruz. He also likes Trump a lot too. And I told him about Intranet being the chairperson here in our town. And my buddy Steve Lonigan, who's the chairperson in New Jersey.
Another one.
You know. But Cruz is a very, very, he's only 44. I thought he was 48 or 50. I thought he was
older. Yeah. No, I knew he was, I figured he was pretty young. Now, how old is Rubio? Rubio is in his early 40s, too?
Rubio's about 43, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, he's in his early
40s. I thought he was like 17.
Where's his truant officer? He should be.
That's his problem. Now, he looks too young for a presidency thing, I think.
I want to explain something. The reason why I said a Trump Cruz ticket is because you'll never see a Cruz Trump. Trump won't take second place.
Oh,
no,
I
said that last night.
Yeah.
He will not take
second
slot.
But that's okay, because if we could have a Trump Cruz ticket for 4 or 8 years, then Cruz can take the position after that.
Yeah. Then Cruz can go on after that. Yes.
He can go on cruising.
Yeah. There you go.
Cruising down the river. Yeah, baby.
Did you hear about the dirty trick that Jeb Bush did on Trump? It was the Iowa one where that lady asked him a question that said,
that's right. She was in the audience.
Women.
Yeah, yeah. What did she ask you, Billy?
And then
I remember.
She said, what do you think about women? And he said, I love women. I absolutely love women. He said, and she said, well, do you think that women should get equal pay? And he said, I pay the women that work for me the same amount of money that I pay men if they do the equal job. And then she said, okay, that's good. What about me having the right to do with my body whatever I want? And he said, well, I'm pro-life. Now, that was to throw him off, to make him stutter or stumble or say, and he spoke right out and he said, I'm pro-life. That woman was a plant for Jeb Bush and works for Jeb Bush's campaign.
Wow, that's
exactly
pretty low. That's low.
I read that somewhere.
Wow. Yeah, no, I knew about that. Yeah,
even had pictures of her in the audience. Yeah.
Man, you see
Jeb trying to take down Rubio about his absentee voting.
Yeah, I heard that.
Rubio came back at him, and he wasn't nasty. Rubio handled it very well.
Yeah, he did handle it.
He nailed Jeb's butt right to the wall is what he did.
Yeah. Well, he didn't look like he was too hard to nail to the wall, really.
By the way, everybody, in case you're listening out there, this is Trade Martin, 347-838-8898. If you want to call in and say something or ask us a question, what we think, our opinion on something, this is the After the Debate with Trade Martin. With Gary Gatehouse, Billy Van Horn, the mysterious Colonel, and my lovely girlfriend Antoinette, who is the chairperson for Ted Cruz in our town, Weehawken, New Jersey. Go on, fellas. Go ahead.
Well, I was wondering, would there ever be a chance trade that you might, through Antoinette, line up a 2 or 3 or 4 minute interview with Ted Cruz on the run, over a phone, whatever?
Well, I asked Steve Lonigan that, and he's the main guy. He's in touch with Cruz all the time. And he said, you know, he's so busy. He said he's going to look into it, but he's so busy. I can't blame him, you know. So, Pamela Geller, she canceled out on us. She confirmed with us, and she canceled out on me, you know.
She
and
did.
That's the second time. Yeah, that's the second time Pamela put me down, because the first time she put me down was, I believe it was in 2007 or something like that, when they were doing the mosques thing. And I had the song out. We gotta stop the mosque at Ground Zero from thumbing their nose at every victim and hero. I had the mosque song out, and I was set up to play. She wanted me to do the song, and I don't like to do that kind of stuff, even though I love entertaining. But it was like a song about the mosque, and she wanted me to appear at one of her things, and I agreed to appear at it. And a couple of days before, she called me and she said, you know, it's really not going to be fitting, because it was going to be a somber affair about people who were victims and family of the victims who died at the mosque. And the song is like an up-tempo song. It's almost like a happy song, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she decided that she thanked me, and she decided against it. So that's the first time she put me down. So I got dumped by Pamela Geller then, and then we answered that scheduler for the show, for my Wednesday at Midnight show, and I think the day before or the same day, she said she had to go out of town. She dumped me again. So I got dumped twice.
Hey,
so
listen.
Wow. She said we're really scheduled.
You got to send her tickets to your stand-up comic show, and then
hey, I never
there you
the,
go.
Oh my God, I want to be on
field
your show.
I never get the first base with her. Feel bad, Trade. You get dumped. I never got the first base with Pam. Oh boy,
I had
a mysterious colonel.
Oh.
I couldn't get the first base even if I were on a pro baseball team. Good Lord.
Oh. Well, you guys wanted a woman's view. That's why I'm here. How many people paid attention to their ties?
I did. It was funny. What's his name? Huckabee was wearing a Trump tie, supposedly. One of them.
Yeah.
And I did. I actually saw that. I'm like, wow, these are unusual colors.
Right.
Pastel
Chrissy
colors.
Had a pink one, like a rose color pink.
Yep.
Huckabee had purple.
Yep.
Trump had red stripe. Rand Paul had a bright red. Rubio had a blue.
Yeah, and you know,
Bush had a navy blue.
Even Carly, because I think she didn't necessarily have a tie, but she tied one on.
No, she didn't want to her next to Huckabee because she had a purple dress on.
She did her hair. She did not put any, I think, eyeshadow underneath her eyes, so her eyes looked a little different.
She looked a little drawn to me tonight. She looked like the one-eyed, one-horned, rye virgin people eater. You know? I mean, really, she looked really.
She had
good.
A dose. She had a dose of male testosterone tonight.
She's
a little bit of male hormones.
Stump, but,
looks like she deviled up.
A little drawn to me. You know.
I think her face looks like she's made of stone face.
She seems pretty cold, so it makes you wonder
many
about
her.
Yeah.
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 She was probably
like a
just
hard
stoned.
Woman, you know? I don't know if I want to deal with her.
Yeah, I'd like to see her
That's
and
like
Hillary.
Hillary.
I would love to see those two. Not so much in a mud wrestling either, but that would be just hilarious, quite frankly. I wouldn't mind seeing that just for the hilarity of it.
Wetsuits. Maybe a wetsuit, rubber suit.
That'd be like Carly trying to wrestle a rhino.
Wet pantsuits.
You know, my new book is going to come out probably another. It's going to be an e-book. It's going to be out in about 2 weeks. But the title is, and I'm not sure if I told you, Gary. I think I think the Colonel knows about it, and of course Antoinette knows about it because she did the cover and some of the artwork with me for it. But and Billy, you don't know about it, right? The title of the book is it's like one of those tabletop books. Jerry Springer's going to love this book. And, you know, it's the title is Trump and the Benghazi Story versus the empty pantsuit and her email server. That's the title. I mean, and it's got one of the greatest covers that I've ever seen. I mean, Internet did a great job on the cover. We worked on it a long time.
It's amazing. Radio. Her email server looks like Stedman.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh boy.
The best title I've heard is "Get Me After Lefty" with Gary Gatehouse.
Yeah, I love
that. We used to
too.
Listen to that all the time. Get Me After Lefty.
it was
the highlight of our day. He's getting after Lefty. What a great
Give me
title.
A little bit of that, Gary. Give me a little bit of that. How'd you do that? We're getting after Lefty. He used to come on with dun 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 to Van Mar. What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, dun 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 dun. Where in the hell's your birth certificate? Remember that?
Yeah, where the hell is your birth certificate? Where is your birth certificate?
Mr. Obama. I'd like to ask you a question. Oh, I love that, Gary.
That was my son the other day.
Yeah, that was good.
You know
Mr. Obama, Mr. Obama, Trade. I want to ask you a question. Where the hell is your birth certificate?
Hey, Trade.
Yeah, Gary.
Yeah, my son did that whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he sounded like the Chinaman and all that. Yeah, he did that.
That was great.
That was really great.
That was like a highlight of it Sunday? Was it on Sunday? We used to sit and listen to it every Sunday. Get me after Lefty.
Yeah.
It's still up there. It's just now called the Gary Gatehouse Show minus Ernie Elger birth certificate.
Do that thing you used to say was about getting after Lefty. This is the Getting After Lefty Show with Gary Gatehouse. I loved your accent. I love that Texas accent. Do that, because I want the Colonel to hear it. Because Billy Van Horn has heard it, but I want the Colonel to hear it. Do that for me, please.
Which one?
I do just, this is Gary Gatehouse getting after Lefty Show.
I can do Billy Bob McCarl. Same thing.
Yeah,
South Texas,
the
two crazy cowboys.
Yeah.
I do that on my show sometimes. I say, you know, this is Gary Gatehouse and the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show coming to you from South Texas on the GAL Network. Or for you folks that can't translate, but for the folks over in Nacogdoches, Texas, this Gary Gatehouse coming out.
I like them green fried taters.
On Mondays or Wednesdays show. You just did that. You said, you know, people were saying, Gary, you're from Texas. Why don't you talk like a Texan? So you did. You changed your voice. It was either Mondays or
it was Wednesday.
What was it?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Trade, I reckon I like that Big Dog Radio Show. Yeah, I like that Big Dog Radio Show. I get me some green fried taters. Yep, I like that. I like that guy, Gary Gatehouse. Yep, I do.
Yeah, but Gary, Trade used to walk around the house before he knew you, and he'd go, getting after Lefty. I'm getting after Lefty. What's the matter with you?
Yeah. I came upon your show accidentally, Gary, and I said, this guy is great. I love this guy.
Getting after Lefty.
I love this guy, Gary Gatehouse. I love his accent. I love how he talks. I love what he talks about. He's conservative. You know, I didn't know you were a Vietnam vet. I mean, the intelligence area and stuff like that. I didn't know anything about that. But
all right. Well, here's a plug for the Gary Gatehouse Show and Freedom in America Radio.
Oh,
Gary
Freedom in America Radio.
We listen to
Gary
that, too.
Gatehouse,
the Van Horn Show is on.
The Gary
Billy,
Gatehouse
a great
Show
voice.
Is
yeah,
on
he does have a great
Monday
voice,
through
he?
Friday, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Is that right, Gary? Your show is
Freedom
in America Radio.com, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7.
And when is your
great
show on, Billy?
Show.
Billy, when is your show on?
I do a show
is
once
Sunday
in a
night?
While.
Yeah.
I do one once in a while. I've been playing some of my old shows, but I've got about time. Yeah, I'm running a whole radio
Billy,
station.
Billy, you have a great radio voice.
He
you
does.
Have a great
yes,
voice.
Yes, he does. He has
well,
a beautiful radio
I
wanna, voice.
You know, listen, we're out of time, everybody. I got to tell you, it was really a fun
Ooh.
Thing. There's Gary Gatehouse, Billy Van Horn from Freedom in America Radio, and the Mysterious Colonel, who's with me all the time on Wednesday at Midnight and Sunday Morning Funhouse, and the lovely Antoinette. We're happy you're with us tonight. This is the After the Debate special, and we're using our new piece of music tonight. Lisa, hit it. I want to thank Lisa very much for staying up and doing our show with us. She's the CEO of Big Dog Media, and we love her. And thank you very much, everybody. Thanks, Lisa. We will see you.
Thank you.
Trey
thank
Martin
you.
Signing
Good
off
night,
tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed yourselves, everybody. Here's our new
Did.
Music. Take it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Can I get to see?
Radio.